It took 15 years before an investigation and subsequent report released details of sexual harassment, misconduct, and intimidation toward female federal employees in the Grand Canyon's River District, leading to its abolishment. 16 months later, however, the unit might be back. To discuss the developments and proposed changes by park employees, I'm joined now by Emery Cowan, reporter for the Arizona Daily Sun. Emery, good morning. Let's start off, what exactly does this unit do? Like, what are its jobs?
The unit is responsible for everything from river patrols for kind of safety, park safety, to things like taking researchers on trips for to do park science, to doing kind of leading educational trips for the park. So it's kind of a broad range of responsibilities.
And this unit was obviously plagued with problems, especially when it came to the treatment of female employees. What proposed changes are folks suggesting to try to alleviate some of those concerns and mitigate those problems?
Sure. Well, one change is organizational, kind of pulling the river unit out from the Visitor and Resource Protection Division to make it its own independent work group that will be answerable directly to the park superintendent. And there's also the suggestion to establish an interdisciplinary team that will kind of look over trip operations and be a little another eye, I guess, on this river unit, help with hiring and a few other responsibilities.
In the process of the investigation and the eventual abolishment of this unit, did it come to light that there was a certain maybe culture among the employees that led to the allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct, and that might also be something that needs to be addressed if this unit is to be revived?
Yeah, there was definitely that finding by the Office of Inspector General, and part of it was the folks who were on that river unit, and part of it was kind of broader park-wide. And so there is kind of an attempt to reform policies. For example, conduct policy is one that they're looking at, making sure clear expectations are communicated about behavior as well as punishment for misconduct, kind of a time and attendance policy, and then just an effort to ensure that all trip requests are dealt with equally and evaluated equally.
Is there a sense of what the timeline is for making a decision on possibly reinstating this, and if the decision is to go ahead and redo it, when that might happen?
There is a timeline. Basically, the park is collecting some public comment right now and hope to finalize a recommendation to the regional director and the park superintendent by August, then select that river interdisciplinary team by late summer, and by winter and spring be on to hiring river operations staff.
And then presumably have it up and running sometime shortly after that?
Right, exactly.
All right. Emery Cowan is a reporter for the Arizona Daily Sun. Emery, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome.